It was impossible even for Merlin's enhanced hearing to sort any individual remarks out of that spontaneous bedlam, and Caleb didn't even try. He simply waited for several seconds, letting his audience's questions and exclamations run their course before, finally, he cleared his throat and raised his own voice. "My lords and ladies," he said sharply, "is this interruption seemly?" The king's voice cut through the hubbub, which ceased with remarkable rapidity. More than a few faces looked embarrassed by their owner's outbursts, but even in those cases, surprise and intense speculation were the overriding emotions. "Thank you, my lords and ladies," Caleb said as quiet fell once more. Then he allowed himself a small smile. "We can hardly blame you for your surprise, we suppose. Her Majesty's agreement to our offer of marriage was not an easy decision. It required a high courage and great wisdom to look past the inevitable rage her decision will evoke in those corrupt individuals who currently control the temple. There can be no doubt that in her acceptance she has irrevocably wedded," he smiled again at his own choice of verb, "the fate of her realm to our own. She has agreed of her own free will to stand with us and our people in the death struggle for the soul of Mother Church and our own survival. Make no mistake, this is a battle she has chosen to join, and there will be no going back from this moment for her or for Chisholm any more than there can be for Corris. All of this she has knowingly and willingly accepted, along with our hand in marriage." The stillness and silence was profound. "Under the terms of our proposal to her, which we intend to disclose to you today, and which will be made available to each of you in written form following this address, the crowns of Corris and Chisholm shall be co-equal to one another for the remainder of Her Majesty's life and our own. Upon our deaths, those crowns will be united, in the persons of our children, into that of a single Corisian empire. In the meantime, we and Her Majesty will be submitting to both kingdoms' parliaments the terms upon which we propose to create a new, common and shared imperial parliament to advise and assist us in the equitable governance of both kingdoms in their new imperial relationship to one another. The navies and armies of our respective realms will be merged into a new imperial navy and imperial army, and commissions within the common armed forces of this, our new and greater realm, will be open to Corisians and Chisholmians alike. There shall be an imperial treasury to which both kingdoms shall contribute, and our law masters, in concert with those of Chisholm, shall so reconcile the law of these two realms that the subjects of one shall enjoy all the rights, privileges, responsibilities, and duties of subjects of the other. And because there will always be the threat of the relationship of our realms becoming an unequal partnership, in which one kingdom becomes, or believes it has become, the servant of the other rather than its equal, Telesburg and Cherraeth shall be co-equal as capitals. For 4 months of each year, that is, for half the year, allowing for voyage time between Corris and Chisholm, Her Majesty and I will reside in Telesburg and govern both kingdoms from that city, and for 4 months of each year, she and I will reside in Cherraeth and govern both kingdoms from that city. No doubt it will be a difficult adjustment for both cities, but it will happen, my lords and ladies."